I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In Pakistan, there's been yet another atrocious act of terrorism against Christians. It was both a chilling note and a note of prayer. And when you hear the word leprosy, you probably think of biblical times. But this disease is still afflicting people today. We'll be visiting South Sudan for that story. But we're starting today in Pakistan, where on Monday, four members of a Christian family were killed while riding in a rickshaw. The family was targeted by gunmen on motorcycles. And ISIS has now claimed responsibility for that attack. FMI's Bruce Allen shares.
And while it's the latest in a spate of attacks on Christians, it's actually a pamphlet that was left behind at the scene of the crime that's really captivated the attention of local Christian leaders. And that note read that this is the first episode of genocide against Christians.
The persecution against Christians and other minorities in Pakistan has been rising over the last 5 months.
Even though Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attack, the local authorities were downplaying that, saying it was simply a random act of violence. And yet that note left at the scene would speak otherwise.
Would you join us in praying for our brothers and sisters in Christ in Pakistan? We've got the full story and more ways you can be praying at missionnews.org. Next, tomorrow is World Health Day. While there are a lot of organizations with health programs, Food for the Hungry combines health and hygiene with the gospel in about 20 different countries. It starts with Cascade Groups, where they teach 10 moms in poor communities about health and hygiene. They also talk about why their families matter to God. Those 10 moms then teach another 10 moms, and so forth. FH's Beth Allen says,
I sat with one mother in Bolivia at one point who, when I asked her about the teaching that we were doing, she began to cry, and she said, well, I didn't have a single friend in this community until you guys came in and you had me working with the other mothers here. Now I have friends. Now I don't feel so alone in this parenting thing.
And here's where you can help. Sponsor a child through Food for the Hungry.
That monthly sponsorship is how we're able to put this program in motion all over the world.
You're listening to Mission Network News. In some parts of the world, leprosy continues to isolate and disable people despite its curability. In South Sudan, it's actually viewed as a curse and makes people even more vulnerable to regional instability. Stuart Bowman of Partners in Compassionate Care recently visited a small leprosy colony with the support of several partners, including Set Free Ministries. He shared the Jesus film with about 35 people there.
It was a real experience to sit down with them and to pray and have almost every single person there just commit their life to the King.
And along with the spiritual healing, the team was able to help with physical healing as well. They met a woman who had severe pneumonia and rushed her off to the clinic.
Without that physical clinic being there, I mean, there's a really good chance that she would have passed away. She wouldn't have made it, but she was able to get treatment. So, you know, both the spiritual and the physical are so important.
And security problems have gotten in the way of a Jesus film translation for Saudi Arabia for 6 years. Now, George Hosni of Horizons International says their conference unearthed a few willing voice actors.
As you have more people, you'll find more people willing to help. So we found some, and we recorded 80% of the Jesus film.
For actors and viewers alike, having a film in an indigenous language makes all the difference.
When they see the Jesus film and hear the voices in their own accent, their own dialect, it's really is very special feeling, and it's impactful.
But the project isn't over. The team still needs voice actors for four more parts, and security remains a concern. That's why they're going to need your prayer and support to finish the project. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Did you know that 95% of deaf people in the world don't have a Bible in their own sign language? The need for prayer for this population is immense. So this month, Deaf Bible Society is offering a free 14-day prayer guide that'll not only explain more, but it will also help you to pray specifically for this unreached people group. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.